Darren Webster will be back on the 27th after beating John Henderson. I mean, not your best ever performance, but 3 180s, an 88 average. More to come, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that was more respect for me and John playing each other. I've had good results against John. That's the first time I've been on TV this year. Just missed out on a few tournaments. And then, obviously, last year, I played Bengo and Phil. You know, I had all the top boys last year. And this was probably the most difficult one for me, you know. I ain't been on for a year. And that's hard, and the same with John. You know, that was very difficult. I'm playing 10 times better than that. Practicing and everything else on the tour. I think that was more nerves than anything. But I'll be ready for the 27th. That's it. I'm in now, settled.
Well, we've heard how well you've been playing, yeah. But you came out and it didn't start very well, and it looked for all the world you're going to go 2-0 down. What inspired that comeback?
I don't know. I mean, on the practice board there in 9 data, or 7 in the 9 just after that, you know, I'm practicing brilliant. I think it's just a little bit of nerves, you know. Nobody want to lose before Christmas. That's very difficult, you know, at the end of the day. You get up there and you want to win, and I think that little bit extra pressure, and then you're above the wires, below the wires, and you're not playing your best, and then that's frustrating, so then you have to scrap. And that was a scrappy game, and luckily for me, I came out on top.
Well, you will be back after Christmas, potentially, to face a certain Mr. Van Gerwen. Yeah. Will that affect your preparation at all?
Definitely not. I'll be up for that night. I know that's it. You know, this can change things. So, I beat before. Should have beaten him at the Grand Slam last year. Twice he's beat me 6-0 when things went right. And I owe him one, you know. So, you know, I'll prepare myself right. I'll be up for it that night. That'll be a different me up there that night.
So it's a case of first one out the way, job done, go and enjoy Christmas and back and potentially beat Michael Van Gerwen.
That's it, I can relax now, you know. I mean, Peter Wright reckon he's cooking the Sunday dinner at Christmas. I'll give him a cook-off. I say, because I love cooking my Sunday dinner. So, yeah, very relaxed now.
Congratulations, mate. See you after Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
bro. Cheers, bro.